every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much and welcome in to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks for being with us each and every week. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X, Real Golf Radio on Instagram, and Apple iTunes, or where your favorite podcasts are found. Just search Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. Let us know what you think of the show. Thanks for tuning in and listening each and every week here on Real Golf Radio. Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel, is going to join us coming up here in just a little bit. On the back nine, we'll welcome in America's favorite caddy. Looking forward to having some fun discussions. We got to hit some holiday gifting ideas for you as we continue our four-part series, just because it sounds cool. I don't even know if it's four parts, but we're going to call it four-part series of holiday gifting ideas.
There
golf.
You go.
Holiday golf gift guide from Real Golf Radio.
Awesome.
What have we hit so far? We have hit shoes.
Yes. And gadgets. We have hit golf shoes and gadgets.
Yeah.
Which could be range finders or launch monitors or whatever.
Yeah. And we focus specifically on the watches and the launch monitors.
Yeah.
Those are kind of been the two areas of
That's
focus
right.
that we've got into. So we will reveal part three of our four-part golf gift series coming. Mm-hmm. Plus, we got Tiger this week hosting in the Bahamas. Apparently, he's not going to be playing, obviously. And nope. he was asked not. About what his Champions Tour future might look like, Bob. And that didn't... I mean, it's the same answers we've heard from him as he's been in rehab in previous situations.
Yeah. Well, one of the nice things about it is he can ride a cart, which he won't have a problem doing. Especially, you know, the PNC, he will not be playing with Charlie this year.
That was unfortunate.
Yeah, unfortunate. You know, his back still, he's just being able to chip and putt right now with his back. But he'll ride a cart if he plays on the Champions Tour, except for in majors, he's going to have to walk. And that's the problem that he has right now, was walking. Very tongue-in-cheek, he said, oh, I'll probably play about 12 on each tour. But we know that's not going to happen. Hopefully, he will be able to play sometime in the near future, maybe 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe not for 6 months.
But he does give some nice putting tips. I do like this version of Tiger, who's a little bit more outgoing with his commentary and sharing of his knowledge and insights. So we'll talk about that and more coming up here. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at fujikuragolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Golf Course Greens starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Hey, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel will join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. By the way, Bob, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah?
It was really good. Went down to St. George. Weather was warm. And I've never eaten with family that hadn't that many people there before. Kelly's side of the family is who we ate with, and there was 70 people there.
Wow.
Yeah. And a lot of food and way too much food.
I was just the opposite. It was just Gene and I, and that was it.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of a different experience.
Abundance to scarcity.
Yeah, maybe.
In <yeah. people.
laughs> Well, and that's a good segue to the PGA Tour and yeah. where they're wanting to go. Scarcity, simplicity,
yeah,
and parity.
Yeah.
Those are the words that Brian Rolapp is using to talk about the PGA Tour future competition model.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about parity first and foremost. That's what golf seems to have in spades, right? So parity is the idea that anybody can come up and win. Okay.
Yep.
We love that about the game. Like if you make the cut and you play well, doesn't matter if it's called catching lightning in the bottle or you just played better than everybody else that week, you can make a name and a career for yourself by beating
Absolutely.
Everybody in the field, right?
Digging it out of the dirt.
Love that.
Yep.
Like that's great.
Yep.
So parity is there, right? You just have to make sure that you the way parity can be challenged, if you will, or threatened is the better word, is if you have too many closed small field events.
Yeah.
Because
parity thrives with opportunity.
That's right. So you can't lock out the future stars.
Exactly.
And I think that's the big challenge is how do you showcase today's stars while still developing tomorrow's stars? So that's something to consider. So that's parity. And then you got scarcity. Okay, so we got 42 events on the PGA Tour. There's talk of maybe dropping that down to 20. Do you need to go all the way down to 20 to be able to call it scarcity, or is it somewhere in between? And here's what's interesting, Bob. You'll have to help me on this because
okay.
it feels to me like when there was a silly season before, there was all these events that started to pop up. If you remember this, mm-hmm. let's go back 6, 7, 8 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
There were all these events that started, hey, I'm going to do this event. Well, I'm going to do this event. Well, I'm going to bring this up and get these pushed because there were open weeks. And so there's a lot of
sure.
entrepreneurs and a lot of golf lovers and businessmen that are saying, hey, let's put together this event, invite these guys to play because there's not an event that week. And it felt to me like the PGA Tour said, whoa. We're going to block the open events. We're going to create our own events every single week so somebody else doesn't have the opportunity to jump in and utilize our guys to be able to create something profitable like Capital One, the match, and all these different things, right? That we're sort of starting to gain a little traction or, you know, these different kinds of, of things. And so all of a sudden now the fall season kind of extends all the way in, and then their partner groups like this week at Hero, this is an affiliated event. And so it kind of, the PGA Tour is still involved. Well, now if you're starting to talk scarcity, in my mind, when I hear that, it says we're going to have open weeks.
Yeah.
And if you have open weeks, it feels like that's an opportunity for somebody else to jump in and take advantage
that's
of those
exactly
open weeks.
Right.
Let's talk about LIV, for instance. LIV wants to play here in the U.S. They want more opportunities. Well, all of a sudden, guess what? If you go to, I don't know, let's call it the Byron Nelson. And you say, hey, PGA Tour is cutting that event out of scarcity. So LIV comes in and says, hey, we love the Byron Nelson. We need legacy. So why don't we work out a deal where we'll have a LIV Byron Nelson event?
See, and that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. That if you create that scarcity, you open up those weeks, you open up the opportunity for somebody to come in and filter in and have an opportunity to get a footing and pull away what the PGA Tour is doing and what it has done and how it's created this tradition and this legacy in the game of golf and professional golf. So I understand what they're doing. I understand that they're trying to shake things up a little bit, but I don't see how, maybe it's not 42 events, maybe it's 32 events, but 22 events is really, really opening up the schedule and the year.
How many events do the top players want to play, Bob?
They want to play probably 14 to 18 and the majors and the playoffs.
Okay. They want to play that because they want to have more time?
Yeah. Yeah.
But these are the guys. These are the top guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are the top guys. If you're not a top guy, how many events you want to play? As many
30,
as you can.
30 to 36.
So let's look at it. Scottie Scheffler played 20 events.
Yep.
He won 6 of them.
Yep.
He was in the top 10 in 17 of the 20 events. He took home over $27.5 million.
Yep.
Okay. On the one hand, Scotty wants to play all those that he can play because he is cashing in.
Yep, absolutely.
But then there's the other side where he's like, you know what? I need a little bit. I'm doing okay here. Things are working out for me. I want to make sure that I've got time to go be with my buddies, hang out with my family, do all those kind of things, right?
Work on my game. Because competing at the highest level, especially in major championships and especially against the best players and the big fields, it takes something out of you. And all those guys are, you know, all those guys, the elite guys, the top guys, they need some time to recharge.
$1.382 million per event.
There you go.
That was the average.
Yeah.
If you average it all out.
Yeah. And how many events? 20?
20 even.
20. Mm-hmm. 20 even. What about Rory? Do you know?
Well, let's see. What did Rory?
So Rory's is probably going to be less as far as PGA Tour is concerned and majors and stuff. But, you know, he plays in Europe.
He played 16 events.
16 events. So he's played in Europe and now he's playing in Australia. So, you know, he's going to be in the 20.
He made almost 17 million.
Yeah. He's going to be in the 20 to 26 players, 20 to 26 events. So, yeah. Seeing Scotty's playing another one this week, so that'd be 21 this year.
Rory made just over $1 million, by the way. About probably $250,000 per event less than what Scotty Scheffler did.
Wow. Okay.
Just saying, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, again, scarcity is going to make it tough. And it's going to open opportunities for the big gorilla in the room that wants to jump in and continue to cause havoc.
Which is?
Live golf.
I don't know. Are they a gorilla at this point in your mind?
No, I mean, I don't think they're a gorilla. They're the gorilla in the room or the elephant in the room that you're talking about and that most people are talking about.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't think people like change, especially where the tour is concerned. You know, when the idea came out at the top 125, I like the way that Gary McCord explained it and how when the players felt like they had something in the mix and they could kind of steer the tour along, then it was more acceptable. So this is going to have to be something that not only the top elite players, but also the rank and file and the middle class players, as it's talked about by Brian Rolapp and some of the other players, those guys are going to have some opportunity to be able to steer this in the right direction.
Just on the other end of things, not completely the other end of things, but you look at Akshay Bhatia, for instance, who's playing well this week.
Mm-hmm.
Akshay played 26 events.
Yeah.
He had four top tens and made $4.8 million. That's an average of $187,700 per event. As opposed to Rory, who made $1 million more than that, and Scotty, who made $1.25 million more than that per event, playing six to 10 less events.
Exactly.
So what I'm saying is it took Akshay, and he didn't have his best year, but it took him 26 events to earn $5 million, where, you know, the guys that are on top of their game, they play 16 to 20 and made 10 times the amount of money. Nearly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And part of that was because they were playing just about predominantly all of the signature events.
And they were playing better.
And they were playing better.
So I'm just saying, it takes, like, the big question in my mind is, how do you balance showcasing your stars while still giving the opportunity to develop tomorrow's stars? Like, that is such a tough thing. We'll talk to Rex Hoggard about that coming up next, and then more as we continue right here on Real Golf Radio. Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center. Or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and our good friend from Golf Channel and golfchannel.com, Rex Hogger, joining us right now. Rex, good to be with you. I'm not even going to start with the happy holidays. No, it was Happy New Year that you got us with last year. So we'll just say hello and welcome.
I like that. Hello and welcome. I don't even know how to ruffle through that anymore.
We'll save the awkward holiday greetings for later. But hey, so down in Albany, tell us a little bit of your impressions to Tiger's press conference. A lot was covered. What stood out to you?
The one thing that shocked me the most, if we want to just start from there, is just I think he had a 5-word sentence when he was asked about being the next Ryder Cup captain in 2 years in Ireland, and his response was, and I'm quoting, "No one has asked me," which stunned me. How is that possible? How in this year of our Lord, and when we all know, everybody knows, you know, I know, we all know that Tiger Woods will be the next captain if he wants to. He would have been the captain of the team that played at Bethpage just a few weeks ago, but he had other things on his plate, perfectly understandable. He would obviously be the captain this time around, not only because he's Tiger Woods, but because he has a very close relationship with J.P. McManus, who owns Adair Manor, which is where he'll be played in Ireland. And I think, coming off of the loss at Bethpage, everyone also realizes the United States needs to do something, and Tiger Woods is the easiest something. So I don't understand how he hasn't even been asked.
Do you think he was saying that tongue-in-cheek, or... do you think he was kind of lobbying for it a little bit? I don't know that you need to lobby with Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I don't know why he would need to lobby for it. And like, this goes back to when they named Keegan Bradley the captain. If you remember sort of the weeks leading up to that, Seth Waugh, who was the CEO of the PGA of America at the time, said that he had been in contact with Tiger and that they were having extended conversations. And this really boiled down to, the next part of this conversation, I'm sure, is going to be everything Tiger is doing for the PGA Tour right now. He's chair of the Future Competitions Committee, the huge metamorphosis that the PGA Tour is going through. It's all going to kind of hinge, essentially, on the work that Tiger Woods is leading. Just not doing, he's leading that work. So it was perfectly understandable. Then, this time around, you get the sense that maybe it would be different, that maybe this time around he sees an opening that would allow him to be captain. Now, maybe that's not the case, and maybe he's being, I don't know, aloof, for a lack of a better term, and he doesn't really want to say right now that he can't do it. He wants to leave the door open. I still don't understand it. He's the obvious choice, and it seems to me either you get an answer now and you move on to what's next, or you're going to end up in the exact same situation that landed us with Keegan Bradley. No disrespect to Keegan Bradley, but we all know that experiment didn't work.
Which is unfortunate for Keegan Bradley, actually.
Yeah.
I had hoped that it would have worked for him, and it just, the whole thing backfired, given that he ended up being one of the best players that Team USA had to draw from when it all came down to it, and he was wearing the wrong hat without any clubs. So, yeah, really, really a strange situation. I'm not sure it would have mattered, given how Team Europe played, but that's a conversation for another time. So we got conference championship football games going on Saturday.
Yeah, we do.
And there's a lot to be discussed. College football feels like it's a bit of a mess. Now, if you're just looking for conversation, for hype, for attention, college football is winning. Everybody has an opinion. Everyone's tuning in. Everybody wants to know what's going on. But it seems like a bit of a mess, the Lane Kiffin thing and all of that. The PGA Tour, I don't feel, is a mess. But what Liv did feels a little like if things don't get sort of righted correctly, like the decisions that are to be made over the next little bit will either lead the PGA Tour towards a college football scenario or away from it. What's your sense right now on what may happen with the PGA Tour and the schedule and the competition going forward?
My guess is the powers that be in college football, whoever that might be, will tell you it's a beautiful mess because it is by far the second most popular sport in the United States. I don't think anybody's going to deny that after the NFL. And Lane Kiffin, a coach, leaving one school to go to another school was all about headlines. And you live in Provo, so my guess is you guys are going to be uniquely interested in BYU and Texas Tech. When it comes to the PGA Tour, and someone said this to me over the course of this week in the Bahamas, where dramatic change is coming, maybe as early as 2027. Scarcity is the word that Brian Rolapp, the new CEO, this week. He tasked Tiger Woods' committee when looking at the schedule. Scarcity was one of them. Parity was the other. Simplicity was the third tenet. But it's not hard to get the definition of scarcity. Less is going to be more. However less that is, are we going to go from 42 events to 20 or something in between? Whatever the case is, it's going to be dramatically different. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. And by all accounts, Brian Rolapp, who I have had a chance to spend a little bit of time with, he is the right guy for the job right now. I don't think anyone is going to debate that. The conversation that I had that did sort of kind of piqued my interest a little bit, because I was working on a story, was how come 4 years ago, before Liv Golf, there was nothing wrong with the PGA Tour schedule? Now, short 4 years later, because of this irrational threat, we're going to blow everything up. It is eye-opening. It is worth the conversation. I don't think it's going to stop the steamroller that is this change that Brian Rolapp and Tiger Woods are leading, but it is worth having the conversation.
You know, it's kind of interesting that not only, Brian Rolapp was there in Albany. Tiger Woods was there. They had a meeting with the players for about 90 minutes. But now they're starting to be more input of what players and media and former players think. Everybody's trying to get their two cents in, so to speak, from the TPA Tour in tennis to almost a AFC and NFC in golf, basically like football. It's just really interesting to see what is happening now that not long ago when they had the exempt 125 or when they went to that exempt 125, they were talking about all these things at that point in time as well.
I mean, this is going to be, I'll use Brian Rolapp's words. This is significant change. It's monumental change. It's going to be a sea change, however it is you want to put it. And by all accounts, the conversation specifically from that meeting you talked about on Tuesday night at Albany with the players, most of the players walked out of that meeting confident in the direction that the PGA Tour was going. Now, I would be curious, and is it because of Brian Rolapp's vision and he presented his vision to the players, or is it because he had Tiger Woods standing over his right shoulder answering questions? I think both of those things can be true. However, I think what you're going to end up with is something much more streamlined. And here's the exercise I think that we're sort of going through right now. If I gave you a blank piece of paper and I told you that the PGA Tour schedule is going to be, let's say, 20 events, not counting the majors or the Players' Championship, give me the best 20 events and the best markets at the best courses at the best time of year. It was kind of a story that I was working on last week. You can come up with something really cool. Like, there is going to be collateral damage. There are going to be tournaments, and I don't want to name any, that will be scarcity, for lack of a better term, because of what's going to happen in 2027 and beyond. However, I can wrap my mind around how if you do this the right way, you make the product better, and that's the end game here.
Yeah.
Rex Hager, Golf Channel. So, Rex, the question that I have, and maybe the answer is in with what you've already said, is how do you create that scarcity to showcase your stars more prominently in those fewer events while still developing tomorrow's stars?
That's a billion-dollar question right now, because I think the experiment of us actually giving you a blank piece of paper, that's actually kind of the fun part. There's contracts involved and a lot of moving places, But that's actually the fun part. When you talk about parity, and that's the second tenet of Brian Rolapp, that's great. That's the greatest part of the PGA Tour. I asked Tiger Woods specifically, is there a danger of sort of mirroring that window too much, that maybe the next Scottie Scheffler or the next Jordan, Justin Thomas or the next Jordan Spieth or Xander Schauffele gets left by the wayside? And it's because he didn't have the avenues that those players had, generations of players that had. It's going to be a delicate balance. And I think that's going to be the one thing that the people in the room are going to speak up and push back on. Because by and large, every player is happy with the idea of the PGA Tour becoming a better product. I know all the partners are, certainly the media partners are. But if you're not going to have that avenue of this sort of fresh supply of new faces, and we've talked about it a lot this year. Michael Brennan, in you guys' neighborhood, just a few weeks ago, what a bright and wonderful upcoming star. I can't wait for him to play next year. Michael Thorpe-Jorgensen, Luke Plantin, can go down the list of young stars. There are good avenues right now. Are you going to narrow those avenues so much that it almost makes it impossible? That's the concern. Mm.
Yeah, that is definitely a concern. So having said that, this is kind of the end of the year. This is where players start voting for Player of the Year and Rookie of the Year. Your thoughts on both of those? Who do you feel is the Player of the Year, or who do you think? And what about Rookie of the Year as well?
I hope Scottie Scheffler did not ship the Jack Nicklaus Trophy back to Ponte Vedra, because it's going to be his. Again, I mean, this is the PGA Tour Player of the Year. He won six times. He won two major championships. You look at statistically, he led in almost every major statistical category. The one that blew me away as I was doing some research last week was scoring average. Not only did he lead in scoring average, he was almost a full shot better. I don't have to tell you how just mind-boggling that is over the guy who was number two. That was Rory McIlroy. That's amazing to me. So just pencil that in or pin that in and let him keep the trophy. Now, Rookie of the Year is much more fascinating. And I was kind of looking over the ballot, which came out last week. Michael Brennan is on that ballot, which is sort of funny because I think he's only played four PGA Tour events in his entire career, and only three of them as a professional. So I'm not quite sure why. That one is a little curious to me. I know technically it's the sort of the definition, but I don't particularly like that one. I guess if I had to point to anyone, and I believe this is correct, I think Aldrich Pottkeeter is the only rookie who made it to the playoff and had a victory. And I mean, you're splitting hairs at this point, but I would say he's probably the one. All that being said, to circle back around, I'm a member of the GWAA, the Golf Writers Association. I believe you two are as well. We're about to send our ballots out for the male, female, and senior players of the year. And that encompasses just not the PGA Tour. And I can make a really good argument on that front that Rory should get a vote, but that's a different conversation.
I love it. Hey, real quickly, before we let you go, have you listened to McCord's idea on the PGA Tour schedule?
I kind of did, yeah. That was sort of fascinating to me. It was pretty good stuff. And I think there's a lot to be taken from, just not Gary, but a lot of players who have done this a long time, because Brian Rolapp says he wants to respect the traditions. But I think as you start to do this, and I'll use Tiger's words again, you're going to break some eggs, and you're going to hurt some feelings, and you're probably going to hurt people along the way. And I think it's important that we listen to the players who came from previous generations and probably went through similar growing pains when they went to the 125 fully exempt tour. I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned there.
You said break eggs. Tiger said break eggs.
Spill eggs is what he said.
Did he mean spilled milk and broken eggs? Because I thought that was pretty funny, actually, that he said spilled eggs. But is that a phrase you use regularly, or did that come straight out of the whole Tiger thing? Did you have eggs on your mind from spilling eggs from Tiger?
No, I was quoting Tiger, but I think it's a Southern thing, actually, because this came up, actually, because I was writing it, and I'm like, that people know this, right? And it depends on who I ask. If you're from the Northeast or the West, probably not.
I don't know that I've ever said, spilled milk, I get that, right? Yeah. There's no crying over spilled milk or whatever, but broken eggs, I was like, now that's two times I've now, and I got Tiger and I got Rex dropping eggs on me here. All right, just checking.
Hey, Rex, one last question. We had a great year in professional golf this year, don't you think? And what do you think about coming year?
I love what happened this year in professional golf. You mean just in general over the last 12 months, or you talked about Utah?
No, I'm thinking in general with the PGA tours and that type of thing. Scotty, Rory, what transpired there, and what could be in our future next year?
2026 is going to be a transitional year. I think it's going to be an eventful year, at least off the golf course, because all of these ideas that they've been sussing through for all of these months are going to have to come to fruition sooner or later, especially if they want to try to get them in place by 2027. So I think there's going to be a lot of change on that front. I think they're going to start to understand a little bit better exactly what Brian Rolapp's vision of the PGA Tour professional golf is going forward. On the other side of that coin, LIV Golf will be just as interesting, at least to me, because there are a lot of big contracts coming due at the end of next year. Bryson DeChambeau versus Koepka. And if the public investment fund of Saudi Arabia is going to double down, and are they going to play these guys again? Or are they just going to pull up the stakes and decide, you know what, this isn't worth it. We've lost too much money. There's a lot of telling things that I think will happen in 2026 off the golf course. I can't wait to get on the golf course. Keep in mind, we talked about how great of a season Scotty had. I can go on probably for another 15 minutes on how cool it was, what Rory was able to accomplish in 2026, and all the young players I mentioned. If you're not excited about golf right now, then you're probably just not a fan of golf.
I love it. Rex, thanks for taking the time. Let's talk in the new year. And in the meantime, best wishes this holiday season to you and yours.
You guys have a great holiday. See you
thanks,
soon.
Rex.
You got it. Rex Hogger joining us here, Golf Channel and golfchannel.com. And that guy's always got the energy, the passion, and the insight. We really appreciate him spending a few minutes. We'll take a break. More of the show continues next.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Tease the season at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, featuring the new Bushnell Wingman HD speaker. This revolutionary speaker has a built-in 3.5-inch touchscreen with front, center, and back distances, now $199. Don't forget, we have gift cards in any amount for the special golfer in your life. Shop us in-store or online at worldwidegolf.com. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, proudly serving golfers since 1971 and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Thanks so much to Rex Hager for spending some time with us. Always good to visit with that guy. Really appreciate his insights. And there's a lot to unpack there, right?
Yeah.
He talked about one of the things that stood out to me was his comment that, you know, before LIV broke off, it didn't seem like there was anything wrong with golf.
Exactly.
And now all of a sudden there's so much wrong with golf, or so much that, quote, needs to be fixed. Well, the caddy has said that to us, and he'll join us coming up on the back nine. But he'll say, what exactly again is broken? People are watching. Ratings are up.
Yeah.
Money's up. Purse is up. The play is phenomenal. We're seeing things like Rory McIlroy complete the career Grand Slam. We're seeing Scottie Scheffler, you know, dominate in Tiger-like fashion often. And so what part of that is all broken that we need to blow this thing up and do something different?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too. I can understand contracting it possibly a little bit, but to 22 events total, and then you got the majors besides. You jumped to maybe 25 or 26 from all the way from 42. You're eliminating 12 events on the PGA Tour, and thinking about not starting till after the Super Bowl, which is mid-February, which is going to alleviate
the West Coast
or get rid of a lot of events on the West Coast. Yeah, it's crazy. And you and I, we love that West Coast swing.
100%
to start the year.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. So it's yeah, I don't know how this is all going to go about. You know, a lot of the elite players used to not play a lot of the West Coast. You know, the Greg Normans and the Nick Prices, and, you know, Tiger would play a few of them. Ernie Els. Those guys wouldn't start until they jumped to Florida. So are you going to eliminate those, like we said? And
I'll tell you
do
what,
away
just,
with let opportunities.
Let me just say this right now. If they start eliminating the West Coast, I am jumping ship and supporting whoever decides to pick up the West Coast. Because that is, to me, the West Coast is that. I like West Coast better than Florida golf. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I like it better than Florida golf.
Absolutely.
So I know everybody loves the Eastern time zone, and you got to do all of that kind of thing for the big markets and TV and blah, blah, blah. But to me, if you're asking me, and I have a microphone and this is my show, so I will say the West Coast is where it's at. I love the West Coast swing.
I love the West Coast. Love Carmel. Love San Diego. Love Palm Springs.
RIV. I mean,
Riviera.
I mean, come on.
All these places are what I grew up with traveling to with my dad when he was playing on tour. It was a big deal, those events.
So I'm glad you brought your dad up and kind of the history. So let's go to, I sent you guys, shout out to Huey. He's our number one podcast listener. But he sent us over. He said, hey, he likes to listen to podcasts. So he said, you know, have you listened to Colton Oast and Drew Stoltz on their podcast? And to be fair, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. So,
right.
But I listened to him talk with McCord, and he was telling me all this stuff about how McCord's idea to do a franchise. Mm-hmm. You know, model. But he started off by talking about how McCord was instrumental in the 80s into the proposal to bring an all-exempt tour.
All-exempt 125.
And it was interesting because I didn't realize how all that went down. But he said that he was at a Monday qualifier with and he added it up when he got home, and there were like 57, you know, tournament winners. 57 tournaments won by the players that are there trying to qualify to play in that week's event.
Right.
And he's just like, this is insane. Like, why are these guys, they're tournament winners? Why are they still having to try to qualify? And so that's when he went to the proposal. Dean Beeman, he thought Dean Beeman was going to rip him. And he actually said he liked the idea, and they ended up voting it through. And then that's where you got your 125.
Yeah. And the thing about it is what he talked about, he went through with a lot of the players.
Yeah.
And it came from the players up to management and control of the tour, not from the commissioner and them up above and trying to squeeze it down and force feed it through the players. So that's what's going to have to happen this time too. And that's why you got guys like Tiger Woods and stuff like that on there. But still, Tiger Woods possibly is looking at it from an elite level player and maybe not as much from the middle class guy. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know that he's going to be, you know, unduly
right
biased one way or another. But
yeah,
again, because I think he understands the same thing, right? I don't know that 5 years ago, if you would have sat down and he would have handpicked his elite players to join his elite tournaments, Scottie Scheffler would have been among them. He
right.
wouldn't have.
Yeah. Not.
Scotty was boring. He had a weird move with his feet and hadn't really done anything. And like, why would you pick that guy over Jordan Spieth? Yeah, Jordan was struggling at the time, but man, that guy's got charisma. Xander Schauffele, you know, a lot of charisma. You know, just things like that. Patrick Cantlay at the time was kind of lasered in. And, you know, what would that have looked like if that was the group and Scotty had been left out? Now you see what right. Scotty's done. So that's where I say, hey.
Well, look at the guys that have come along this year. J.J. Spahn. Goddard, you know, there's guys that have come along this year.
Michael Brennan. Luke Clanton, as he brought up. I mean, this guy, you know, some of these young guns that are coming on.
Yeah, and when you see how they've developed and they've had an opportunity to develop and to thrive, you got to have that opportunity available.
But how popular was Keegan Bradley's win this year? Like, you don't want to cut that guy. He's a guy you could have eliminated, right? Like, Bradley's done. How about Lucas Glover last year? Lucas Glover was the darling last year, right? I mean, this is a guy that won a U.S. Open in 2009. Some of these guys were in diapers that are playing right now when he was winning a U.S. Open. So you start saying, you know, where do you start cutting these guys off? You know, careers ending shorter, guys not really even getting a chance to get started. You know, that whole fringe of older and surprise young guys, that's part of that parity. You have to consider that. You can't just completely disregard it for the sake of scarcity, right? Yep. And so simplicity, scarcity, parity, these things are all going to be playing. This three triangle points are going to be playing on working one with another. How do you get them to work with each other as opposed to pull each other or you know, cannibalize each other? Because that's, on the one hand, you can have the scarcity, but you could potentially cannibalize the a parity, right? And so, and then you could have both, but now it becomes too complicated. Think of the FedEx Cup, the simplicity. When he says simplicity, he's got the FedEx Cup playoffs in mind,
right?
That has been the least simple idea that golf has ever had.
I agree.
The Steve Sands days of going to the board and, hey, after that birdie, this is where things shuffle. This guy looks like he's there, blah, 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 blah. You know, two guys holding up trophies at the end of the week to the Vijay Singh year when all he had to do was walk, you know, 72 holes and he was the winner. Didn't matter if he even swung a club kind of thing. So there's been a lot of variations. Starting strokes. Wait, you're telling me Scotty's, it's a net tournament. Like, there's a lot of confusion around that. So it's got to be simple. McCord's idea, if you want to go listen to Colton Osteen's podcast, and we're going to get Adam Shupak on the show hopefully next week. McCord referenced that he was chatting with Shupak when this all kind of came out, and then McCord said Rory referenced it in a press conference at Royal Melbourne. So McCord's idea is that you have conferences and you say, look, this is Brian Rolapp coming in who was with the NFL. They always had conferences. Look at all the other sports leagues. They have conferences. You have the East and the West. You have AFC, NFC. You've got all these different ways and they all come together and they play for a giant prize, whether it's the Super Bowl or the NBA World Finals or the World.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
So he's saying that that's what needs to happen is that there needs to be two divisions. And where you've got these two conferences or divisions or whatever you have. And he called it the Nicklaus Division and the Woods Division, essentially.
Correct.
And those two guys are playing. They're playing 18 tournaments. Why 18? Because he said it's an easy golf number to remember. But you take these two events.
Fields of 110 to 120 players.
Right. So now you double.
And cut to 70.
Now you double the amount of players with half of the events.
Right.
I mean, or fewer events, half on each one. So you got 36 events instead of 42, but you're doubling the amount of guys that can participate. Now, here's Mike. It sounds all weird. You'd have to listen to the full podcast to go through it. But you start to go, maybe there's something to this. But here's where it gets me. If you've got Scottie Scheffler playing on the Nicklaus
right?
Division.
They have a draft at the beginning of the year.
Right. All and that then kind you've got thing. Rory yep. playing in the Tiger division, let's just say, for an example.
Yep.
Presumably, the only time Rory and Scotty would be playing together or against one another would be in the majors or at the end of the year
correct.
When they come together to play in whatever the finals looks like at that point.
Correct. Yeah.
And he's saying you bring the top 12 guys from each division or conference, and they play a two-day match play Ryder Cup, winner take all. Loser gets nothing. I actually kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
But...
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
That, the end idea makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, the end idea sounds pretty interesting.
But the whole 18 events where I don't see Scotty and Rory playing against each other, I don't know. But maybe that could be adjusted. Maybe say, well, look, I'm looking forward to the five majors, which is what he did. He put the players in that category.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the five majors, and then you've got... where you're going to see these, all of them compete against one another. And then you're going to have these playoffs, whatever that looks like, this Ryder Cup, where they're going, the 12 guys are going to play against the other 12 guys. So your top 12 from each are going to compete and see who wins and winner takes all. I don't know if only the top 12 get that money, or does that trickle down to the rest of the guys in the conference? You know, I don't know exactly how that works, but he called it golf's golden cup or something like
that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he also mentioned that what you want to do is you want to make enough points on in your particular division that you know, you can get and get into that final 12 off of each side and the tour championship, so to speak, and you'll be getting world golf ranking points and everything. It was very confusing a little bit, but what it did is it provided an opportunity for the rank and file to play and to find those next guys that are going to be the elite players down the road on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I agree. I like that. It just didn't solve the problem of having all the best players play together in the more events, right? That's the only problem with that one. Hey, listen, we got to take a break. Hour number two, the back nine coming up next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter @RealGolf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.